Chapter 30. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has said, put down in a book all the words which I have said to you. For see, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will let the fate of my people Israel and Judah be changed, says the Lord, and I will make them come back to the land which I gave to their fathers, so that they may take it for their heritage. And these are the words which the Lord said about Israel and about Judah. This is what the Lord has said, a voice of shaking fear has come to our ears, of fear and not of peace. Put the question and see if it is possible for a man to have birth pains. Why do I see every man with his hands gripping his sides, as a woman does when the pains of birth are on her, and all faces are turned green? Ha! For that day is so great that there is no day like it. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will get salvation from it. For it will come about on that day, says the Lord of armies, that his yoke will be broken off his neck, and his bands will be burst, and men of strange lands will no longer make use of him as their servant, but they will be servants to the Lord their God and to David their king, whom I will give back to them. So have no fear, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, and do not be troubled, O Israel. For see, I will make you come back from far away, and your seed from the land where they are prisoners, and Jacob will come back, and will be quiet and at peace, and no one will give him cause for fear. For I am with you, says the Lord, to be your Savior. For I will put an end to all the nations where I have sent you wandering, but I will not put an end to you completely, though with wise purpose I will put right your errors, and will not let you go quite without punishment. For the Lord has said, your disease may not be made well and your wound is bitter. There is no help for your wound, there is nothing to make you well. Your lovers have no more thought for you, they go after you no longer, for I have given you the wound of a hater, even cruel punishment. Why are you crying for help because of your wound? For your pain may never be taken away, because your evil doing was so great and because your sins were increased. I have done these things to you. For this cause, all those who take you for their food will themselves become your food, and all your attackers, every one of them, will be taken prisoners. And those who send destruction on you will come to destruction, and all those who take away your goods by force will undergo the same themselves. For I will make you healthy again and I will make you well from your wounds, says the Lord, because they have given you the name of an outlaw, saying, it is Zion cared for by no man. The Lord has said, see, I am changing the fate of the tents of Jacob, and I will have pity on his houses. The town will be put up on its hill, and the great houses will be living places again. And from them will go out praise and the sound of laughing, and I will make them great in number, and they will not become less, and I will give them glory, and they will not be small, and their children will be as they were in the old days, and the meeting of the people will have its place before me, and I will send punishment on all who are cruel to them. And their chief will be of their number, their ruler will come from among themselves, and I will let him be present before me, so that he may come near to me, for who may have strength of heart to come near me? Says the Lord. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. See, the storm wind of the Lord, even the heat of his wrath, has gone out, a rolling storm, bursting on the heads of the evildoers. The wrath of the Lord will not be turned back till he has done, till he has put into effect the purposes of his heart. In days to come you will have full knowledge of this.